chapter 2, worn out by service. Galatians 6:9 says to us, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Spiritual exhaustion doesn't always come in a prepackaged, predictable pattern. No, it comes in all different shapes and sizes. Discouragement turns into a, so what's the use anyway, attitude. If you feel it, see it, or hear it, beware. Churches across the world are filled with worn-out servants from the pulpit to the pews. Sadly, many soul-weary believers don't find a place to replenish. They simply check out of church altogether. We find the same situation with King David in the scriptures. King David became worn down by significant acts of service and decided to abandon the path of obedience. King David, a man after God's own heart? Yes. And lest we think that we're impervious to these possibilities, listen to God's word. So we end up saying things like, so what's the use? David's gifts led King Saul's jealousy and subsequent determination to kill him. Imagine that. David's application of his gifts to the glory of God have led others who call themselves a part of the family of God to try to kill him. No doubt David was confused when his acts of service put him on the run from the resentful king. Now, in that run, as you read the scriptures, David had two opportunities to kill King Saul and end the battle. And he wouldn't do it, even to the dismay of his men, who said, "We got him! We got him! Take him out so we can go home. Put an end to this." David so loved and revered the Lord that he would not touch somebody, even somebody who was now corrupt, who had at one point the blessing of God on them. I pray that we'll be like David. See, David's passion to serve God escaped his heart like a slow leak, leaving his emotions flat. David was doing the right thing, but he was losing his passion. Friends, you and I can at times be obedient without the right heart. And that's not okay. Now, what do? We find our strength in the Lord. Moore says, remember this, your reward, our rewards for service, they don't come from the people we serve. Our rewards for service do not come from the people we serve. They come from our King. That's huge. It's Psalm 62:1 where we hear, truly my soul finds rest in God. When you serve, remember who you serve. Humbly present your energies, your efforts, your abilities, and your gifts to God. Now, short chapter, pregnant with meaning. Some things to consider, reflect upon. When you get tired, what happens? Ron Moore says, and I quote, when I get tired, everyone else gets stupid. End quote. When I get tired and weary, everybody else gets stupid. What are your warning signs that spiritual fatigue is just around the corner? That's worth the price of the book right there. What do you do to refuel when your soul is weary? Servants love to serve and often fall into the can't say no trap. What do you do to guard against overcommitment? Not to make you smart, but to help you stay healthy in the Lord. Again, some things to think about in terms of running hard, but getting worn out sometimes by service. I pray that helps you prepare for chapter 3.